KRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's 5'9 or 5'10 of average build. That's the FBI's newly released description of the suspect, the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. The suspect is seen in video recorded by a front porch camera at the missing woman's home. Ann Adams lives next door to Nancy Guthrie's daughter, Annie. Adams says that she spoke with FBI agents who wanted to look around her property.
They were just asking some general questions, wondering if there was anything, any information we could shed on the Nancy Guthrie issue. Wanted to look around the property and asked about cameras and such.
The FBI has increased to $100,000, its reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case. SpaceX has launched a crew of four heading for the International Space Station. A couple of Americans, a French astronaut, and a Russian. They'll spend 8 months on the orbiting outpost. They're replacements for the astronauts involved in NASA's first medical evacuation last month. Deadly gunfire at a South Carolina university.
Two people are dead and one wounded after a shooting in South Carolina State University residential complex in Orangeburg. The university says it has not confirmed the victims' identities or the condition of the person who is wounded. The school was put on lockdown for at least 4 hours. Investigators were on site and law enforcement officers patrolled the campus and nearby areas early Friday. The university cancelled Friday classes and is making counsellors available to students.
Correspondent Luke Garrett says a lockdown has now been lifted. No information on a possible suspect. Midnight, the deadline for a partial government shutdown affecting the Department of Homeland Security. Wall Street, Dow futures down 178. This is SRN News. Alabama considers a law to protect churches.
The legislation would make disrupting a worship service of any kind a felony with a 10-year prison sentence attached. The bill is a direct response to last month's invasion of a church service in Minnesota by activists protesting President Trump's immigration policies. Republican State Representative Greg Barnes sponsored the measure and tells the Alabama Political Reporter, quote, "No one has the right to disrupt a church service." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Mexican pastor has been jailed for refusing to take part in a Catholic ritual. International Christian Concern reports that Pastor Mariano Martinez was locked up after declining to pray to a statue of a Catholic saint during a recent public celebration. Martinez was in jail for 5 days, then local leaders let him out, but they banished him from the village. He had to leave behind members of his family as well as a small congregation. This is SRN News. New study suggests genetic testing can speed the return of the American chestnut tree. It once dominated forests in the East.
The tree became functionally extinct by the 1950s because of a fungal blight and root rot. Researchers are now hoping to revive the tree, but with some genetic modifications that retain its height and character, yet incorporate the greater disease resistance found in the Chinese chestnut. To do that, they're using hybrid breeding, and by using genetic testing, they hope to accelerate the process by selecting only the trees most likely to yield the desired result. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump says he has amassed a campaign war chest exceeding $1.5 billion, an unprecedented sum for a lame duck president. Mr. Trump claims to have raked in that much just between Election Day 2024 and last August. More details at SRNNews.com.